Good evening. This is September 21st, 2018 at 8:39 p.m. Nancy Jordan here, PED chair, calling the special meeting of the CMB to order. Could all please mute their phones until your name is called for the roll? Madam Secretary, please take the roll.
Okay. Grace Aaron, KPFK.
Here.
Present. Jonathan Alexander, KPFK.
Here.
Present. Adriana Casnave, KPFT.
Here.
Present. Chris Corey, KPFA.
Here.
Present. Bill Crozier, KPFT.
Here.
Present. Joseph Davis asked for an excused absence. Catherine Davis, WBAI.
She asked for an excuse absence.
Oh, also. Okay, sorry. Benito Diaz, WPFW.
Present.
Present. Jan Goodman, KPFK.
Here.
Present. William Heerwagen, WBAI. Can't hear you. Sabrina Jacobs, KPFA.
Here.
Present. Dwayne Lark, KPFT.
Present.
Present. Ken Laufer, WBAI.
Here.
Present. Tony Leone, WPFW. Tony, can't hear you. Afia Nwangaza, WMXP affiliate. Afia, can't hear you. Alex Randall, WUVI affiliate. Alex, can't hear you. Mansoor Sabah, KPFK.
Alex Randall's output and excuse absent, I'm sorry.
Okay. Mansoor Sabah, KPFK. Can't hear you. Nancy Sorden, WPFW.
Here.
Present. Alex Steinberg, WBAI.
Here.
Present. Carol Travis, KPFA.
Here.
Present. Tom Voorhees, KPFA.
Here.
Present. Muskila Washington, WPFW.
Here.
Present. Tony Leone, didn't hear you. Ifia Nwangaza, didn't hear you. Mansoor Sabah, didn't hear you. Okay, so...
William Heerwagen here.
Okay, William, present. So 16 directors are present, and that's a quorum. And do we have Tom Livingston? Is he? He's on the call. Tom?
I'm here.
Present. And John Tatum? Is it John Tatum, parliamentarian, on the call? Don't hear him. Okay. So there's quorum. And Chair, before you proceed any further with this meeting, I have a very important announcement I need to make regarding my remaining as secretary. May I have 3 minutes to make it without interruption?
Sure. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. As PNB secretary and one of Pacifica's volunteer officers, I have done more than what has been required of me this year. On a personal level, I have seen throughout the last several years the Pacifica network turning into a whole different animal than what I had signed up for many years ago, making a right turn from its left leanings and becoming an NPR-light corporate hierarchy. In March, Pacifica took on a $3.2 million loan to pay off a $1.8 million debt, and I tried as hard as I could to exercise my fiduciary duty as an officer to get this body to focus on finances. Yet, after almost 16 months into that 36-month loan, there is no action on a repayment plan. The board chooses to work on other matters, many of them involving costs that Pacifica doesn't have the money to pay for. Pacifica is on its way to repeating what happened with ESRT, only worse. There are no budgets, no financial statements, no CFO, a new a new ED who will be coming on board shortly, who will have a huge learning curve. The 2016 audit had a going concern flag. There are 3 active lawsuits against Pacifica, as well as other legal-related costs. And although planning is being done to pay some liabilities Pacifica has incurred, there is only enough money to pay for some of them. And the momentum for going ahead with this expensive delegate election that has an accelerated timeline in breach of many of the bylaws is astounding. Pacifica doesn't have the money to pay for this either. That election should have and could have been postponed last year when Pacifica was on the brink of bankruptcy, an election that will destabilize Pacifica unnecessarily because already the process has been somewhat disruptive. And no doubt, the many new faces on the LSBs and PNB will once again reinvent the wheel. There's much more that I can say, but what I will say, and I've thought long and hard about this, is that I am no longer able, in all good conscience, to subscribe to the decisions of this board, and so I am bowing out. I am submitting my resignation as PNB secretary, effective immediately. I am leaving the call when I'm done with this statement, which I'm emailing to you now. I leave the rest in the Pacifica community's hands to carry on without me. Perhaps enough of you will come to your senses. Goodbye.
Thank you, Janet. Thank you, Janet Coburn.
Thank you, Janet. I'll take minutes, Nancy. Carol.
Okay. Thank you for your sacrifice, Janet.
Thank you, Carol. Okay. Okay.
Move to excuse the people who asked for excused absences.
So
move to accept the excused absences. And because I wasn't paying attention because I didn't think I was secretary, I have Alex Steinberg, Catherine,
Alex Randall.
Alex Randall,
Catherine. Wait a minute, let me just check the email here. Well, again, my chair has not requested an excused absence.
Right.
Joseph Davis requested an
excuse. Joseph Davis, right. Joseph Davis. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. So is there a second?
Information. Behind all.
Yes, what's your request for information?
I didn't hear. What was the thing about Steinberg? Did he or did he not request?
It was Alex Randall.
Yeah, but Steinberg did not. Is that correct?
Steinberg is on the call.
Right.
Then who else did you all? I thought you mentioned 4 people.
No, she mistakenly mentioned Alex Steinberg. That's all. We have two Alexes. We have 2 Alexes. Okay.
Yes.
And it's okay. Alex Randall. Thank you.
So we're only talking about 3 people requested.
3 people requested.
It's Bill.
Go ahead, Grace.
Okay. Jonathan Alexander and Catherine Davis requested excused absences, as well as Joseph Davis.
Jonathan's on the call.
Jonathan's in the call.
And we've got Catherine Davis. I've got Alex Randall, Catherine Davis, and Joseph Davis.
So 3 people requested an excused absence. Do I have a motion to excuse those absences?
I moved it. Nobody seconded.
I'll second it, and I have an amendment. It's Bill.
Okay. Who moved?
I
did, Carol.
Okay.
Okay, Bill seconded, and I meant to also include Mansoor. He told us a few weeks ago that he might be out of touch and not be able to call in, and asked for excused absences. That was a few weeks ago before you went out of the country.
Objection.
Madam Chair, Adriana.
Excuse me. I think I have the floor next, and no one else is recognized. One second, please. Okay. All right, so is there a second on this amendment? Is there a second on Bill's amendment?
Second.
All right, thank you. Are there any objections?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Okay. Carol, would you do you have the?
I don't know.
We don't have the.
I have a roll call.
You do? Okay.
Yes. Yeah, I do. Okay, and this is on whether the amendment to include Mansoor in the excused absences.
Yeah.
Grace Aaron. I can't hear you.
Yes. Yes. Sorry. Yes.
Okay. Jonathan Alexander.
Yes.
Adriana Kasanev.
No.
Chris Corey.
Yes.
Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Joseph Davis isn't here. Catherine Davis isn't here. Benito Diaz.
No.
Jan Goodman.
Yes.
William Harewood.
Abstain.
Sabrina Jacobs.
Yes.
Dwayne Lark.
No.
I guess I should say what I'm recording, so no. Ken Laufer.
Yes.
Yes. Tony De Leon. Tony Leon.
It's Tony.
It's,
that's right.
Pardon?
The second pronunciation was correct.
Leon. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is he here, Tony? Are you here?
I don't see him.
Oh. Okay. Maybe somebody wants to include him. So Afia is not here also. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. Alex Randall is not here. Okay. Mansoor is not here. Nancy Sorden. Oh, I asked you at the end. Okay.
Yes.
Alex Steinberg.
Yes.
Carol Travis. Yes. Tom Voorhees.
Repeat the motion, please.
It's to include Mansoor Sabbat in the excused absences.
Yes.
Muskila Washington.
Abstain.
Okay. The count is, let's see. I don't have a system yet. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 yeses. 1, 2, 3 noes. Three no's and two abstentions. So 10 yes, 3 no's, 2 abstentions. Do you wish to vote?
Thank you, no. Abstain.
Abstain. So 3 abstentions. Go ahead.
Okay. So this amendment to the excused absences passes.
Madam Chair, request for information.
Yes, Adriana.
Yes, Madam Chair. I see that, you know, Mansoor Sabat didn't ask for excused absence and was excused. In the meantime, that the Fia and Mangasa is in South Carolina. We saw that happen, and nobody obviously think in including her.
Would you like to show
that? That shows what the PNP is doing.
Would you like to amend it to include her?
Madam Chair, what I said.
Actually, I guess I'm the one asking the question. What is your question? What is your question?
Absent, but she is in a country that is underwater. That's why I said that we should think before just, you know, giving excuses to somebody that didn't ask. Yes, I asked for
this is Carolyn.
Just in case for a Fia Mwangasa in South Carolina. Thank you.
If that's a motion, I second it.
Okay. Is there any objection? Is there any objection to adding Afia Wangaza to the excused absences? Okay. Hearing no objections, the main motion is amended to add Afia Wangaza and Mansoor Sabat. Are there any objections to the main motion? Any objections?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, we can hear you. Nobody's
no
objecting. Oh, I'm sorry. It's my dog that's throwing me off. Sorry. Okay, hearing no objections, this motion to excuse the absences passes. Thank you. Okay. Next item on the agenda is timekeepers. Do I have a timekeeper for the items and a timekeeper for the speakers, please? I'll time the speakers.
I can keep track of the time of the item.
Okay. All right. Okay. Great.
So
okay.
Was that Jan? Was that Jan doing the speakers?
The beeping? No, that's
no,
Nancy. I have a tone that I can that people can hear.
Okay. So you're doing the speakers. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Okay, I'm trying to get back to the agenda here. Okay. Oh, let's see here. So the next item is to go into to go to agenda approval. I'm sorry. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Okay.
Who was that?
Jonathan.
Who was?
Thank you.
Jonathan.
Yes. Oh, please say your name be recognized. Thank you. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Are there any amendments to the agenda?
Yes, Madam Chair, this is Alex Steinberg. I would like to offer one amendment.
Okay. What's your amendment?
I would like to add a motion putting the Pacifica National Board on record in defense of Julian Assange and WikiLeaks.
Okay.
That could be a very quick item, I would hope.
Oh, I mean, this is a special meeting. Could you make a case your case for adding it to the agenda? Negate the special meeting rules?
Well, my understanding is you can still amend the agenda whether or not we have a special meeting or not, and it's simply a matter of the timeline that we're faced with, where Mr. Assange is faced by political persecution by the American government, the government of Ecuador, the government of the United Kingdom. And it's a case of the ability of the press to disseminate information to the public that maybe some members of government feel uncomfortable with. And I think there's a fundamental principle involved here, and I would like to see the Pacifica National Board on record in defense of Julian Assange and WikiLeaks.
All right. Do I have a second to this amendment?
Tom seconds it.
Thank you. Are there any objections?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Madam Secretary, would you
request for information? Where would this be added? Where would this be added in the agenda?
Hasn't Julian Assange attacked one or more of the stations?
We have to discuss it if we put it on the agenda. Okay,
point of order, Dwayne Lark.
I think somebody ought to write a memo as to the.
Who's speaking?
Point of order. This is Dwayne Lark, but I'm not.
No, who is speaking? That's not Dwayne.
It sounded like someone is on the call who is not a member of the national board.
Yeah, I don't recognize your name, your voice. Who else is in the call? Could you say that again, please?
Oh, the line is compromised.
This is Jan Goodman. My husband was, the thing was on the speakerphone, and my husband was just saying. We should have the pluses and minuses of that. He was just in the room as we were listening.
Madam Chair, can I give my
apologize. I hadn't put myself back on mute. I apologize.
Okay, thanks.
My point of order.
Okay, yes, go ahead, Dwayne.
While I do would like to discuss the matter. But on previous occasions, I have attempted to add to a special meeting agenda, and you have ruled consistently that it cannot be because it is a specific agenda for a specific meeting. I wouldn't want you to make an exception tonight when you declined my entries in the past.
Okay, thank you. Point well taken.
Point of information.
Sorry, go ahead, Tom.
Yes, who made the motion?
Alex Steinberg.
Okay. You were breaking up, Tom. Didn't hear what you said.
I say, who made the Assange motion?
Okay, Alex Steinberg.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. So, yes, Benito?
You know, one of the biggest problems this PNB has is not following the bylaws. The second largest problem is not following rules in general. Now, I support Julian Assange personally, but I would like to understand what is so timely, maybe I missed the news, what is so timely about, his situation that he's going to be arrested before the next PNB meeting?
Um,
Why is it that we need to break the rules is my question. What is life-threatening to Julian Assange that would motivate us to break the rules one more time?
I'm assuming you that was a request for information. Alex, would you please answer?
Yeah.
The timeliness is that the government of Ecuador a few months ago changed from a left government to a very right wing government that wants to get rid of Mr. Assange, and every day and it's taken away his right to be to have any communication with the outside world, and it's clear that they're moving in one way or another to toss him out of the embassy where he has been in asylum in London for the past 6 years. And if he's handed over to the U.S., which has tried to extradite him, some very, very negative consequences will follow, and not just for Mr. Assange physically, but for the very principle of a free press.
Madam Chair,
I have my objection.
All right, so,
Chair.
Okay, go ahead.
You know, again, I support Julian Assange, so I'm in a funny position here. But the bottom line is, the rules are the rules, and I think I agree that sometimes we have to bend the rules, in the sense of maybe that's a bad way how to put it. We have to be flexible, you know.
You're saying the same thing. Okay. So, you already said that. Okay. So I'm going to rule that this is out of order to have this on the agenda. I recommend that people call a special PNB meeting if it's quite urgent, that people call a special PNB meeting to have this agenda taken up. It could be quickly done, and that's my ruling.
Okay.
This is Grace. I'd like to challenge the ruling of the chair.
All right, go ahead. See, any second on that?
Second. Allow for...
Okay. You get to 2-4, 2 against.
Okay. This is a very timely matter, and rather than burdening this entire board with another special meeting, I think we should take it up tonight. And that's all I have to say about it.
All right. Who's against?
Benito.
All right, Benito. Yeah, we already spoke. I think we got you.
Sorry.
Okay. All right. So who else is against?
This is Maski Law. Can I speak against, please?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My ruling. Speak against my ruling.
Yeah. This is against your ruling to no, I don't want to be against.
You want to speak for it? You want to speak for my ruling to not have it on the agenda?
Yes, I want to speak for that.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. As everybody knows, we're wasting so much time. We're taking time, precious time away from what we should really be doing, you know? You all know that. What the games are, I don't know. All of what's behind, the big faction, the people that have all the votes. I don't know everything behind what they're trying to do, but to have Assange on tonight's meeting when we have some important items that we need to discuss. And listen, I really want to get off this phone call. I really have other things to do, but I'm on. This is Friday night. Let's try to have a measure of respect for one another and the other things that we have in our lives. And let's defer Assange for another time. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, anybody, another person against? Anybody else for my ruling?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Dwayne,
go ahead.
As I stated earlier, I support and would vote for such action, but this is a classic example of the supermajority doing what they want to do in the face of doing what's right. And it, whether we do this tonight for Mr. Assange is not going to relatively change anything for Mr. Assange. But the underlying point here is that I pointed out, Madam Chair, you have consistently, and I've respected that, even when there was something very pertinent here in Houston that I wanted the PNB to address, I relented. And tonight, someone comes up with a special consideration for a meeting that you have described as a special meeting. And most Robert rules indicate that that is a tight agenda, that is a limited agenda, if it's a special call meeting, especially if the articulation of the agenda is set forth. So I think it's out of order. It's clearly out of order, but this majority probably is going to be consistent and voted in order because someone, not all of them, but someone wants it. And I do take offense when someone says that I have disparaged them when I haven't called a name. I'm describing action. And if you're guilty of it, wear the shoes.
Thank you. All right. So there's no one else against. So we're going to go to the vote. Could you please take the vote, Madam Carol?
I have a point of information.
Yes, who is that? Who is that?
Jan.
Jan, go ahead.
Information.
Go ahead.
Is it possible that we could vote on this issue by email, and then we can not have to call a whole special meeting for it?
We could do that.
Okay. Thank you very much.
So Carol, please take the vote.
Whether or not to
put this on the agenda. Okay? Thank you.
To support the ruling of the chair.
All right. I'm sorry. Thank you. To support my ruling to not put this on the agenda.
Wait, I'm sorry. Your ruling was to not put this on the agenda?
Right.
Okay.
Because it's a special meeting. And it wasn't already part of the special purposes of the meeting.
So what does yes represent and what does no represent, please?
Okay. No means you do not support my ruling. Yes means you support my ruling.
So no, we would deal with Assange. Is that correct?
That's correct. Okay, Carol, are you there? Are you ready to take the vote? Okay.
Sorry, I was on mute. I'm on mute.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Grace Aaron.
No.
No. Okay. Jonathan Alexander.
No.
Adriana Casane.
Yes.
Chris Corey.
Pass.
Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Benito Diaz.
Yes.
Jan Goodman.
Yes.
William Harewagon.
Yes.
Oh, I just remembered I'm burning something on the stove. Sabrina Jacobs. Sabrina?
Abstain.
Abstain. Dwayne Lark.
Yes.
Ken Laufer.
No.
Tony Leon. I do not hear you. Afia is not on the call. Alex Randall's not on the call. Mansoor's not on the call. Nancy Sorden, you want to wait? Oh, I'll call you at the end.
Yeah.
Alex Steinberg.
No.
Carol Travis. Yes. Tom Voorhees.
No.
Muskila Washington.
Yes.
Okay, there's one, two. Oh, Chris Corey, you passed.
Abstain.
Okay. Okay, so hold on a second. Steve?
Yeah.
I've just got to tell my husband to get something off the grill. Apologies. Okay. One, two, three, four, five. Five no's. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight yes. Two abstentions. I think that's right. Let me try it again. One, two, three, four, five no's. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight yeses. Two abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote? Hello? Nancy,
yes.
I can't hear
yes.
you.
Yes. Uh-huh.
You
yes.
vote yes. Okay.
Yes.
So it's nine yes, five no's, two abstentions.
Okay. So my
it's
ruling,
not, yeah.
my ruling is stands. It's not appropriate to have this on the agenda, special meeting. Okay. So any other
the
amendments?
The time has passed. By the
okay.
way, the time is up.
All right. So we have to go to a vote on the agenda as amended.
Okay.
As not amended. Right. So any objections to the amenda, to the agenda?
A point of information, Madam Chair, point of information.
Yes, Alex.
If amendments are not allowed because this is a special meeting, then why are you asking if there are any amendments?
Because you might want to rearrange things on the agenda, which we did last night. That happened last night. Time, change the time, things like that.
So the time is up on this item.
Okay. So, thank you. Okay, so we're going to go. Are there any objections to this agenda?
Benito.
Okay, take a vote, Carol.
Okay. Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Read the please.
Read the whole agenda?
No, what we're voting on.
We're voting to approve the agenda.
Got it. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Jonathan Alexander.
Yes.
Adriana Casanave. I can't hear you.
No.
Chris Corey.
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Benito Diaz?
No.
Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Jan Goodman, I can't hear you.
Yes.
Okay. William Harewigan? William Harewigan, I cannot hear you. I don't know if I'm saying your name right also, but Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Dwayne Lark?
Abstain.
Ken Laffer?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Carol Travis, yes. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Muscula Washington?
Abstain.
William, did you, are you there?
Hello, yes. I vote no.
Okay. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 yeses. 1, 2, 3 noes. And two abstentions. Madam, Chair, do you wish to vote?
Abstain. Okay, so this agenda is approved, and so now we'll move to the first, to the next item on the agenda. That is motion for the, to go into a quasi committee of the whole for a discussion on governance. Did I delete that? It was for a discussion on governance.
Right. Can I read the motion?
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. Motion to go into a quasi-committee of the whole. Move to go into the session with the following rule. The chair will chair. Motion, points of order, points of procedure are not in order. There will be no voting. People will be able to speak for between 30 seconds and 2.5 minutes, depending on the type of discussion. Crosstalk will not be permitted unless the chair allows for it. The chair will be able to call a speaker out of order if they're not speaking to the topic under discussion, if there is a topic under discussion. The chair may allow a person to drift to another topic if the chair recognizes that the other topic is materially related. The ruling of the chair cannot be challenged. The chair may organize the topic to be discussed and presented as part of this motion. And there's a discussion sheet which is attached, which has LSB issues, PNB issues, authority issues on the PNB management and LSB accountability. I'm so moved.
Okay, thank you, Carol. So are there any
We need a second. We need a second.
Bill, I'll second.
Okay. Are there any objections?
Donato.
Okay, good. We're going to go to a vote. Please take the vote.
Can we discuss it? Excuse me, Madam Chair.
No, I said I asked for any objections. So we're not going to discuss it.
Madam Chair, somebody's making a motion. We have the right to discuss the motion.
Not if I say, are there any objections?
Okay. Grace Aaron.
We're voting now.
Madam Chair, you don't have the right.
Grace Aaron.
We're voting now. We are voting now.
Yes.
Jonathan Alexander.
Yes.
Adriana Castanez. Adriana, I can't hear you.
No.
Chris Corey.
Said no.
Chris Corey.
Yes.
Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Benito Diaz.
Absolutely not.
Jan Goodman.
Yes.
William Harwigan.
All the qualifications make it a not a quasi
committee of the whole.
Yeah, so is that a no?
I did say no.
Okay. Okay. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Dwayne Lark?
Not the protest, no.
Ken Laufer?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg? Alex Steinberg,
yes.
I can't hear you.
Yes.
Carol Travis, okay, gotcha. Carol Travis, yes. Tom Voorhees?
No.
Muscula Washington?
No.
Okay, there are... Adriana, I couldn't hear your vote.
I say no.
Okay. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Nine, yes. One, two, three, four, five, six. Six no's. I don't think there were any abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair abstain.
Okay. So nine yes, six no's, one abstention.
Could you say that vote again? Sorry.
Nine yes, six no, one abstention.
Sorry, thank you.
So we're in the committee of the whole.
So we are in the committee of the whole now, yes. Okay,
yeah.
So the purpose of this committee of the whole discussion is so we can discuss this without making any, we don't have to make any decisions during this committee of the whole. And it is to discuss the problems that people see with the bylaws. And I would like to start out by taking people's input on what they think are problems of the bylaws or problems that the bylaws cause. And I just want us to kind of get what the issues are with the bylaws, okay? If we're going to
Madam Chair, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
I'm not going to take notes during this because I would mischaracterize people. Is that okay? Just
yeah, I'm
going to describe what we're doing.
Anybody willing to, like, just jot down what...
I mean, I'll jot down, but it's... dangerous to write it up. People, you know, you'll mischaracterize people. So this is to discuss people's assessment of the bylaws and our functioning.
Yeah. Well, there is a step where I will read back what was said, and then people can correct. So there can be a correction to if somebody thinks you mischaracterized what they said.
Okay. Well, then I'll take notes.
It's just like very brief. Like if somebody says three sentences, you try to boil it down into like six words, you know.
Okay.
Just to capture the general idea of it. Okay.
Okay.
So for this first round, is to find out what people think. You know, for them, what are the problems the bylaws cause, what are the problems of the bylaws that need to be addressed if we're going to do amendments of the bylaws. So, let's see. Start with Grace Aaron. Oh, and this, you have 90 seconds, and if you need more time, I'll give you another minute.
I'd like to pass and be called on later on.
Okay. All right. Jonathan Alexander.
Same here. I'm just getting into my car. I'll come back. Come back to me, Amy.
Okay. Adriana Casanave.
Yes, Madam Chair.
The problem, I believe that the problem with the bylaws is like happening in our country at this time. The problem are not the laws or the bylaws. The problem is that they are unenforceable because, you know, we will have faction majorities and they do whatever, even breaking the bylaws. Doesn't matter. You can put all the laws that you want and you can change all the bylaws that you want, but that is not enforceable, you know. And that is one of the big problems that we see during, you know, at least 2 years. I can see exactly that. Majority rules, even when the bylaws said 2/3, majority vote majority, and that's it. You know, that is a problem. That is not a matter. We cannot blame the bylaws. That everything can be perfected. What we should blame is our attitude. We should blame is the unenforceability. And in a way, when specific factions, the only thing that they do is just prevent accountability. We don't have accountability, we don't have transparency, and we are misusing the money that is entrusted to us. We are not fulfilling our fiduciary duties, and that is the main problem that we are having. It's not the bylaws. Is how unenforceable they are. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay. All right. Chris Corey,
yeah.
Is it possible to circle back to me? I'm still gathering my thoughts on this. This is an awfully, this is a big thing to try and articulate in 2.5
that's
minutes.
Okay. That's okay. That's okay. That's fine.
Okay.
Bill Crozier.
Okay, thank you. Well, it is a really big thing. You know, this is why a number of us put together the RethinkingPacifica.org website, because it's pretty clear our governance is really failing. It's failing our members. It's failing our stations. And, you know, collectively, we together, I'm not talking about anybody individually, but we collectively are not dealing with Pacifica's problems. Our debt is strangling us. It keeps growing every year. It's been growing for years, and yet we spend, like yesterday, we spent almost a whole open session meeting arguing about the agenda. And that's typical. We, you know, we spend a lot of time on the agenda today, too. And we have people that seem to, for whatever reason, just seem to take a lot of time just disrupting, interrupting, and we can't get anything done. It happens on our local station boards also. When I was IED last year, every manager of every station was talking about how their LSBs do more harm than good, and I believe that. I know there's good people with good intentions, and some of them are actually doing good work to help the stations and Pacifica, but we also have, you know, others that, for whatever reason, maybe they just don't have time or the background or the experience or they're frustrated or they're, you know, they're... They're upset because they've been attacked personally so much. And we have people that are just, you know, misusing features in our bylaws to drive people off. We have, and again, I'll just read a little bit from the RethinkingPacifica.org. You know, this summarizes that our governance, our boards are filled with distrust, infighting, and dysfunctions. Our boards are unable to deal with problems such as declining listenership and growing debt, which is threatening our very survival, and the various serious risks the above create for all of our stations, which put Pacifica's survival in doubt. We have to fix things. We have to make the boards, I think, smaller. I think it's clear both our LSBs and our national board is too big.
We're just getting to the problems, not the solutions yet. Okay, hang on to the solutions.
Well, okay.
I'll put that on another note that's what you think is a solution. I'll start a solutions list.
Thank you. How much more time do I have?
Okay, so you can have another minute if you like.
Okay, so there's too much dysfunction, there's too much infighting, there's too much distrust. And, you know, I know people who, and I've talked to people who were involved in writing the bylaws. You know, I wasn't, but almost all of them agree that they have failed. They haven't done what they thought they would do. And they pretty much ensure that we're going to spend more time fighting with each other, and that it encourages small groups to spread distrust and hate and anger, and instead of working together to solve problems. So, okay, I'll stop.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. I've Sorry, I thought I figured this thing out. Okay, I'm going to, I need to change this to, I'm going to change it to 1 minute, and then if you need another minute, you get another minute, because otherwise I can't use this timer. I have to have the same time repeat it, so. Okay, Joseph is not here. Catherine's not here. Benito.
Well, I basically with Adrian. The problem, there's a million problems with the bylaws. We talk about them all the time. But the main problem with the bylaws is not the bylaws per se, despite how badly written and undemocratic they are. The main problem is political, which is what Adriana was talking about. The hidden and not so hidden agendas by the majority on this PMB and many of the PMBs before it. This idea that you're going to use Pacifica for your own ends, which is what the majority of people on this board do. And most fundamentally, the fact that, there was this dude named, I forgot his name all of a sudden. The founder, Joe Lewis
Hill. Would you like one? I'm going to give you another minute, okay?
Thank you. So, Lewis Hill, he's nothing but a footnote. I bet many of the people on this board don't even know who he is, much less what he stood for. And the majority of us talk about we're supposed to be progressive, but we ain't progressive nothing. By our behavior, our actions, we demonstrate that we are no different than the Republicans and the Nazis in the White House. Because that's exactly how we act. Gangsters, goons, that's how we act. That's the problem with the bylaws, like Adriana said. They're unenforceable because of the gangsters that are in control of the PMB, the reactionaries who have gone against and committed treason against the founding beliefs and ideas that brought this foundation together.
All right, thank you very much. Okay. All right. Next is
Jan.
Jan Goodman. Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Jan.
Could you just come back to me in a couple of...
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay, William Hairwagon.
Hello, thank you. I don't really have a lot to say except that everybody's, probably including me, shooting hot air and not really saying anything. Like one of the previous speakers talked about all these other people and these small groups who cause problems, whereas... You know, all the groups cause problems, and currently the conglomeration of a couple of the smaller groups getting back together again after some problems with considering problems at KPFA now, and bankruptcy and all that stuff. Now they're coming back together, and it is sort of like what another speaker said. It's the majority just runs whatever the word would be, runs rampant over the bylaws and does whatever they want and votes whatever they want, and you know, and everybody else that they don't agree with is some kind of crazy person. And you know, I may be a little crazy, but I do know how to read. I do know how to interpret bylaws and Robert's rules, even though I don't know them by heart and probably couldn't give you an answer if you gave me a quiz. But I know when things are just not going according to the rules. Nobody wants to follow the rules. So changing the rules, maybe it'll make it a little easier for the people in control now to get back to some, I hate to say it, somebody else said it, Nazi-like control where there's no, you know, nobody's allowed to disagree. You have to agree with my opinion or there's something wrong with you. Thanks.